我昆特之音服务文艺年轻，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天我们又非常幸运的邀请到了 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu， 我们亲爱的阿叔，继续我们讲述圣典不加瓦谈，欢迎大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today we read from Text 24 and 25.
今天我们继续阅读圣典不亚瓦坛的第二篇第七章。第七章的标题是其特殊作用的化身。今天我们阅读第24世节和25世节。
Okay.Yasmai,
Yasmai,
Adat,
Adat,
Udadi,
Udadi,
Udabaya,
Udabaya,
Angavepa,
Angavepa,
Yasma Adat Udadir Udabaya Angavepo,
Yasma Adat Udadir Udabaya.Yangavepo
Margam
Margam
Sapadi
Sapadi
Aripuram
Aripura
Haravat
Haravat
Didaksho
Didaksho
Margam Sapadi Aripuram Haravat Didaksho
Margam Sapadi Aripuram Haravat Haravat Didaksho
Dure,
Dure,
Surit,
Surind,
Matita,
Matita,
Rosha,
Rosha,
Sushona,
Sushona,
Drishtya,
Drishtya,
Dure, Surin, Matita, Rosha, Sushona, Drishtya,
Dure, Surin, Matita, Rosha, Sushona, Drishtya,
Tatapyamana,
Tatapyamana,
Makara,
Makara,
Uraga,
Uraga,
Nakra,
Nakra,
Chakra,
Chakra,
Tatapyamana, Makaroraga, Nakra, Chakra,
Tatapyamana, Makaroraga, Nakra, Chakra,
Yasma dadat udadiru dabayanga vepo.
Yasma dadudadiru dabayanga vepo.
Margam sapadyari puram haravad didaksho.
Margam sapadyari puram haravad didaksho.
Dure surin matita rosha shushona drishtya
Dure surin matita rosha shushona drishtya
Tatapyamana makaroraga nakra chakra
Tatapyamana makaroraga nakra chakra
Okay, word for word meaning.Yasmai,
Yasmai, 向谁
Adat,
Adat, 给予
Udadi,
Udadi, 浩瀚的印度洋
Udabhaya,
Udabhaya, 受恐惧影响
Angavepa,
Angavepa, 身体颤抖
Margam,
Margam, 途径
Sapadi,
Sapadi, 很快。
Aripuram,
Aripuram, 敌人的城市。
Haravat,
Haravat, 像哈拉主西巴那样。
Didaksho,
Vidakṣo 像烧成灰烬。
Dure
一段很长的距离。
Surit
亲密的朋友。
Matita
一他一为什么而受委屈。
Rosha
Rosha 满腔愤怒。
Sushona
Sushona 火红的。
Dristya
被这样的撇视。
Tatapyamana
炽热的。
Makara
鲨鱼。
Uraga
蛇。
Nakra
鳄鱼。
Chakra
圆圈。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 的提供。译文，由于在远方的亲密朋友 Sita 正在受委屈，人格守神 Ramachandra 便用他那像 Hara 要烧毁天堂王国的人一样通红的眼睛扫视敌人 Ravana 的城市。鲨鱼、蛇和鳄鱼等水生物都被至尊主通红的眼睛喷射出的怒火烧着了，而他们是汪洋的家人，汪洋便害怕地颤抖起来，给至尊主让出了一条通道。要旨：人格守神至高无上，是存在中的第一位生物，是其他所有生物的来源，因此像其他有情感的生物一样感情丰富。他是 Nitya， 所有其他永恒者中的至尊的永恒者，他是最首要的那一位，所有其他的生物都是从属于他的多数。许多的永恒者都有这一个永恒者支撑，因此这两类永恒者在质上是一样的。由于这样的同一性，两类永恒者本质上都有完整的一系列情感，但区别在于首要的永恒者与依靠他的永恒者的感情在量上不一样。当 Ramachandra 用他那因愤怒而变得通红的眼睛注视汪洋时，整个汪洋都热起来，以致身处其中的水生物也感到热力的煎熬，海神害怕的浑身颤抖，赶快给至尊主让出一条直达敌人城市的平坦大道。非人格神主义者把灵性的完美想象成是物质的负面，因此会认为至尊主这种炽热的，因此会认为至尊主这种炽热的情感很糟糕。由于至尊主是绝对的，非人格神主义者便想象绝对中显然不存在类似世俗情感的愤怒之情，知识品乏使他们认识不到绝对者的情感无论从质上还是量上都超越所有的世俗概念。如 Ramachandra 的感情如果是世俗的话，怎么可能使整个汪洋和其中的居民都变得心神不宁呢？又有哪一双世俗的通红的眼睛能使汪洋热起来？这些都是分辨绝对真理的人格概念和非人格概念的因素。正如圣典不加瓦坦开篇中所说，绝对真理是万事万物的源头，因此绝对者不可能缺乏投影在短暂世俗世界中的情感。恰恰相反，绝对者本身有各种各样的情感，但无论是愤怒还是怜悯所起的作用都是一样的。换句话说，这些情感都在绝对的层面上，因此没有世俗层面的价值区别。非人格神主义者用世俗的概念评价超然的世界，以为绝对者没有这种情感，但绝对者肯定不缺乏这种情感。译文。
Okay, read the next verse. I read the next verse.
Next verse. Okay.
Vaksha stala spascha rukna mayendra vaha dhavde vidambita kukubjusha udhasam sadyo subisa vinishyati dharahartur vishpujitai danusha ucharato dishayinye. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
第25世节，译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。 译文：当 Ravana 在战场上作战时，天帝 Indra 的大象坐骑，大象坐骑鼻子因撞到 Ravana 的胸部而破成碎片，四下飞溅的碎片照亮了四面八方。这时 Ravana 为自己拥有的力量而感到自豪，认为自己征服了四面八方，于是开始在正作战的战士中闲逛。但他因为过度高兴而发出的大笑声以及他的生命之气，突然被人格守神 Ramachandra 的弓箭发出的声响终止了。要旨：无论一个生物体有多么强大，当他被神判罪时，就没有人能救他了。相反，无论一个生物体有多么脆弱，只要至尊主保护他，就没人能够毁灭他。Yeah.
Relation of the two verses, the first and the second.
Translation, okay.
Yeah, also.
Yeah, 译文24世节译文。由于在远方的亲密朋友西塔正在受委屈，人格守神 Ramachandra 便用他那像 Hara 要烧毁天堂王国的人一样通红的眼睛扫视敌人 Ravana 的城市，鲨鱼、蛇和鳄鱼等水生物都被至尊主通红的眼睛喷射出的怒火烧着了，而他们是汪洋的家人，汪洋便害怕地颤抖起来，给至尊主让出了一条路。25世节，当 Ravana 在战场上作战时，天帝 Indra 的大象坐骑鼻子因撞到 Ravana 的胸部而破成碎片，四下飞溅的碎片照亮了四面八方，这使 Ravana 为自己拥有的力量而感到自豪，认为自己征服了四面八方，于是开始在正作战的战士中闲逛。但他因为过度高兴而发出的狂笑声以及他的生命之气，突然被人格守神 Ramachandra 的弓箭发出的声响终止了。是了，啪啪地加
加我们给那提米人的下给那些那些那些那些Shakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitan Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashatyade ShatarineShri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupataru Bhyacha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitana Bhavanibhyo Vaishnadibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta VrindaHare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these two verses are a continuation of the previous one that we read last week.
这两个诗节是对上一周我们所读的那个诗节的继续。
So here is showing that... the Lord was feeling much aggrieved because Sita had been kidnapped.
在这里我们看到主 Ramachandra 他因为 Sita 被绑架了，所以感到非常的伤心。
It's a normal feeling. It's a normal sentiment.
这是一种非常正常的、非常正常的情感。
To feel indebted to somebody who has offered you so much loving service.
就是让如果一个人对你做了很多的充满爱心的服务的话，然后这种情感是非常正常的。
Most religious people and even many spiritualists, they cannot conceive God as a person with feelings, with sentiments.
很多的就是灵性的人士、宗教人士，他们无法理解就是至尊者他是有情感的。
So they, in their concept, God does not have anything, he's not complete. We have more than him, we have feelings, we have sentiments, but he cannot have.
Yeah, 在他们的就是概念当中， 就是至尊者他是不完整的，就是我们甚至比他也拥有的更多的，我们比神更有情感。
Krishna, the concept of God, it means is perfect and complete.
这神的概念意味着他是完美的，而且是完整的。
And everything that emanates from him is also perfect and complete.
这而且流言自他的东西也都是完美的，而且是完整的。
Mm-hmm. Krishna is complete, and we are also complete.
Krishna 是完整的圆满的，我们也是完整圆满的。
The only difference is that we are small in quantity. You are very small. We are fragments.
Yeah, 唯一的区别是我们是非常渺小，我们只是它的碎片部分。
So he is the supreme. He is the supreme, eternal, complete being.
所以 Krishna 他是至尊的。就是完整的圆满的至尊的生物，永恒的生物。
So whatever the individual soul possess, the Supreme Lord possesses because he is the original individual personality.
所以无论个体的生物体它拥有什么，所以至尊的这个灵魂，至尊的生物体它都拥有，因为这一切都是来源于它的。
The difference is that he is great and we are very small, very insignificant.
区别只是在于主 Krishna 他是非常伟大的，而我们是非常渺小，非常微不足道的。
Krishna is eternal, we are also eternal.
Krishna 是永恒的，我们也是永恒的。
Krishna experienced a complete bliss, and we also, in our perfect stage, we also experience perfect bliss.
Yeah, Krishna, 他是就是永恒的，而且是极乐的。而我们在我们的就是正常的状态，原本的状态也是永恒的，充满极乐的。
Krishna is conscious. We are also conscious.
Krishna 是有知觉的，我们也是有知觉的。
So you have feelings in this material world. Every living entity, even the animals, they have feelings, they have sentiments for others.
所以在这物质世界的这生物体，即便是动物，它们也都是有情感的。
The same. Why we have these things? Because we are coming from Krishna. We are parts and parcels of Krishna. So because we have sentiments means that the source, the origin of us,also has sentiments.
因为我们是来自 Krishna 的，是属于 Krishna 不可分割的碎片部分，所以我们有情感，那就意味着我们的源头 Krishna 他也是有情感的。
This is a very, very important, a very complete understanding about God.
这是一种非常就是关于至尊主的非常完整的。完美的理解。
That's why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to know God as Krishna.
这就是为什么帕帕德他想让我们了解神是 Krishna.
Because Krishna means is the all-attractive personality.
因为 Krishna 意味着他是最具吸引力的人。
If he cannot be the most attractive personality, then he cannot be God.
如果他不是最具吸引力的人的话，他就不能是神。
God means has to be perfect in everything.
Yes, 神就意味着他要拥有一切。
So he's very attractive, not only because he's very beautiful,or because he plays very beautiful flute, or performs very beautiful pastimes, but also because he has feelings for us, feelings for everybody, he has sentiments.
Yeah, 就这个神最具 Krishna 最具吸引力，并不仅仅是指他就是长相非常的美丽，或者是他就能够吹奏美妙的笛音。然后而且还有就是他有情感，他对我们是有情感，他爱我们。
So sometimes people think, oh, God has abandoned us. Now we are in this mortal world suffering so many miseries. We are abandoned by God.
Yeah. 有人认为就是神他是非常富裕的，而我们现在是在这物质世界，是我们是被神抛弃了。
Some people even say, how can God be love? Be love, because here we are suffering so much. If he really loves us, why he lets us suffer here in this material world?
有人甚至说，就是如果神他爱我们的话，他为什么允许我们在这个物质世界受苦呢？受这样的痛苦？
But that's the symptom of love, because God loves us. He lets us choose what we want.
但是这就是神的特点，神是爱我们的，他让我们留在这个物质世界，是我们因为我们自己选择了留在物质世界。
If you don't have choice, where is love? There is no love. Love has to be a personal choice.
Yeah. 这 Krishna 他是给我们选择，如果没有选的话，那他哪来？
So Krishna is not happy. Krishna is not happy because we have chosen to go away from him. He's not happy about that.
Krishna, 他因为我们选择离开他，他是不开心的。
But of course, he cannot force us. Yes, you have to love me. You have to serve me. This is like slavery. You know, forces somebody to serve him. It's like using a slave.
Yeah, 但 Krishna 他不能强迫我们，他不能说你们不能走，你们必须爱我们。这个像奴隶，因为奴隶都是被迫的。
Srila Prabhupada once explained, when the individual soul wants to leave the spiritual world, Krishna says, please don't go. It's not good to be away from our loving relationship.
有一次 Prabhupada 就解释了，就是当那个个体灵魂离开灵性世界，离开 Krishna 的时候，就 Krishna 他就解释 ，Krishna 说，请不要走，你离开我们这种充满爱的这种情感的关系的话，你不会快乐的。
But the individual soul, he wants to misuse his independence. He says, I want to try what is the material world. I want to see what is that.
但是个体灵魂他是就想误用自己的这种独立性，然后他想去尝试在这个物质世界。
But Krishna said, but it will not be good. You will not be happy with that.
但是 Krishna 就说，这个对你不好，你在那儿是不会快乐的。
But the individual soul insists, so he wants to go. Krishna cannot stop.
但是替灵魂却坚持要来到这物质世界，所以 Krishna 没法阻止他。
And Srila Prabhupada tells the story that is very famous in the West of the prodigal son. The father has many children, and the elder son decides to leave the family and to go and travel the world. And the father is saying, no, my dear son, don't travel away. Stay with us, because here we all living together. We sustain with each other with our feelings, with our love, and we work together, we live together in family. Please don't go away. But the child said, but I want to see the world. I want to see by myself. Did you hear everything I said?
Yeah, almost, yeah. 就是爸爸的讲一个故事，就是说一个非常富有的人，他有很多的儿子。然后他的长子呢，他就决定要离开家庭，要去到一个很远远的地方。但是父亲就坚持说，父亲就说，你不要离开我们，应该留在家里和我们大家一起。
Not try, not in guy. Please stay with us. He's begging.
Yeah, 他在请求，就是请留下来和我们在一起。然后这你离开我们的话是不会快乐的。但是这个孩子他就是想要去尝试。
So Krishna, the father cannot prevent the son from going. But he's always concerned when the child goes, he's always concerned about the well-being of this child. He's always hoping that he receives some news from the son or the son comes back.
所以他就总是想要得到一些消息，得到一些儿子的消息。
So finally, after a long time, the son comes back.
过了一段时间之后，这儿子就回来了。
So the father prepares a big festival to receive him.
然后父亲就准备了一个。 非常盛大的节日来迎接欢迎他的儿子回来。
Even the other children said, why? We never prepare big festival for us, and now we are preparing big festival for your son that he was away.
然后其他儿子就说，你没为我们办过节日，要为这个离开的孩子，为他这种节日的庆祝呢。
Said, because you have been always with me, we have been always together, but this son, I thought he was lost, but now he's back, so it's a moment of great jubilation. We feel very happy, so we have to celebrate. So, and Srila Prabhupada many times has said, Krishna is so concerned about our well-being that he accompanies us. He enters in our hearts as a Paramatman and he tries to fulfill all our material desires, try to give all material facilities so that we don't feel too miserable in the material world.
所以帕帕的就很多次说到，他也非常关心我们的福祉，所以他一直陪伴着我们，作为超灵住在我们的内心，一直陪伴着我们，为我们满足我们的物质欲望，为我们提供所有的便利条件，来满足这些物质的欲望。
And through the material creation, all the material needs for the rebellious souls are there, all to satisfy all their material needs.
所以有的这整个的物质创造、物质展示，都是为了满足我们的这些物质的欲望。This
is the concern. This is a concern of the Lord.
这是主对我们的关心。And
He sends so many of other sons that are very, very in a loving relationship. He sends them to the material world to call us back, come back to the Father, come back.
而且他派了很多他的心爱的儿子，就是来到这个物质世界来召唤我们回去，请回来吧，请回来，回到父亲身边吧。
So we give one step. If we try to give one step towards Krishna, Krishna give 10 steps towards us. He's so eager to see us back.
就我们向 Krishna 走一步的话, Krishna 他甚至向我们会走10步, 因为他非常渴望我们回到他身边。
So Krishna has sentiments, has complete sentiments.
So Krishna 他是有情感的, 他有完整圆满的情感。
The love Krishna has for all living entities is supreme love.
Krishna 对个体灵魂、个体生物的这爱。
But we can only understand that when we turn back to Him, then we can realize how much Krishna loves us.
但是只有当我们转向 Krishna, 回到他身边的时候，我们才能够真正的意识到 Krishna 他是多么的爱我们。
So even if we offer a little service to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates 10,000 more.
哪怕我们只是向 Krishna 做一点点的服务， Krishna 他就乘百 百上千万倍的来回报我们，回应我们。
Krishna never forgets whatever service we offer to him.
Krishna 永远不会忘记我们为他做的任何的一点服务。
Sometimes, many cases, devotees begin doing devotional service and then for some reason, because too much material desires and maybe bad association, they went away. But Krishna never forgot what they have done as a service. He always keeps an eye on them.
但是后来由于过多的太多的物质欲望啊，可能就离开了，但是 Krishna 就是永远不会忘记他做的奉献服务，他总是在想着怎么样再让他回来。
And Krishna always makes arrangement that this devotee comes back somehow or other, do not forget him.
这个奉献者永远不忘记
So Krishna has much more feelings Krishna has much more feelings for us than you can ever have for him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mahashu.
I can hear you well. Why I cannot hear Saradhyaya so well?
I don't know. Maybe...
I thought my connection... Do you hear my voice always well?
Yes, very well.
Oh, okay, so it's not my connection. It's her connection. And Sita was kidnapped, Lord Ramachandra, because he was his wife. He has a very intimate relationship with her. She didn't go away. She was kidnapped. She was taken away. So Lord Ramachandra became very angry. How can this person dare to take away my beloved?
Because Sita is Lord Ramachandra's wife, so she is a very dear person. So...他并不是自己离开的主拉玛参者，而是被绑架走的，所以主拉玛参者他就非常生气，这个人他怎么竟敢就是绑架我的妻子，我的心爱的人。
So when he knew that Ravan had taken Sita to Sri Lanka, the other side of the ocean, he called the ocean personified to open the water so he could walk and go there. And the ocean in the beginning, he did not pay attention to that request. So the Lord became very angry, and with his anger, his eyes became red hot.And he was going to evaporate the ocean.
Yeah, so at the beginning, the ocean didn't pay attention, didn't pay attention to the Lord's command. So the Lord became very angry. He used his red eyes to look at the ocean.
So finally, the ocean personified came out, you know, in great fear.
So finally, the ocean personified came out, you know, in great fear. So finally, the ocean
understood that actually Lord Ramachandra was the Supreme Lord. So he told the Lord, please build the stones, build a bridge with stones and that will float on me, and then you'll become more glorified. So the Lord, see, in the beginning, the Lord became very aggrieved, his feeling of loss. Now he's showing the feeling of anger because the ocean is not cooperating for him to go and rescue Sita. So these are sentiments, these are feelings.
Yeah, 刚开始的时候, Ramachandra 非常的悲伤, 因为 Sita 被绑架走。 然后后来因为海洋不听他的命令，所以他又非常的愤怒，所以这些都是主展示出来的情感。
Sometimes the devotees or other people have the misconception that the Lord cannot experience anger, the Lord cannot experience fear, because this is it, this is only the individual souls in this world experience these feelings.
有时候有奉献者或者其他人，他们就不能理解，他认为主不能就是体验到这种像愤怒啊，或者是害怕啊这种情感。他们觉得只有在这个物质世界的这些灵魂才能够体验到这种情感。
So how can God become angry if God is love?
如果主，如果神是充满爱的话，他怎么能够愤怒呢？
And how can he become, or he can become afraid if even fear personified is afraid of the Lord?
就是即便是忍者，是恐惧的忍者化身都害怕至尊主，他又怎么可能会害怕呢？
Yeah, so when you hear this pastime of Damodar is first is feeling hungry, wants to eat. So how can God feel hungry?
Yeah, 就是当我们就是听到主 Ramachandra 逍遥时光的时候，就是刚开始主 Damodar 他就最开始是很饿，我们想的就是主他怎么可能会饿呢？
嗯。And then he feels upset when his mother put him on the ground to go and check the milk. And then, why God feels upset?
后来就是当他母亲把他放下来去看去照管牛奶的时候，然后他变得非常生气。我们想着，哎，神怎么可能会生气呢？
How can he become angry like that?
他怎么能够像那样变得那么生气呢？
Because anger usually is a result of frustration, because we cannot satisfy our material desires, and you become frustrated, and anger manifests. So how can God become angry? God has no material desires. And then when Mother Yashoda catches him and is going to punish him, you know, is so afraid.
当亚瑟妈妈也想要去惩罚他，要抓住他的时候，他变得那么的恐惧。
How can God become afraid?
神他怎么可能会害怕呢？
So many people, even devotees, think, oh, this is just a, Krishna is just making a show of being angry, he's just making a show of becoming hungry, or he's making a show of becoming fearful. Actually, it's just for the pastime, he's making a show.
有人就说，只是他只是在为了就是上演他的逍遥时光，假装生气。为了上演他的逍遥时光，假装变得就是愤怒，或者假装饿了。
No, Krishna actually experienced these feelings.
但是其实不是这样的， Krishna 他的确确确实实的感受到这些情感。
Because you know, he's in a position, he takes that position of a child out of love for his mother, who wants to see him as a child. So he takes that position, so he behaves like a child. The child feels hungry, calls mother, please give me milk. The child feels sometimes angry because he cannot fulfill his desires, or mother does not allow him to satisfy all his desires, or he becomes very fearful if mother wants to punish. This is how a child behaves.
Yes, because his offerer, Yashoda's mother, she wants to make him the son of the Lord, the role of the child's mother.所以主他就像孩子那样的对待他，然后他就作为一个孩子，他就所有孩子的这种情感他都会有。有时候他会比如饿了，孩子就会饿，然后他就希望去吃奶，然后如果妈妈不满足他的话，然后他就会生气，然后如果 Yeah.
Yeah. So Krishna, when Krishna wants to satisfy Madhya Yashoda and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the difference is Krishna is not controlled. He's not controlled because he becomes angry. You know, anger controls Krishna, or Krishna loses control of himself. Like when we become angry, we may lose control of ourselves. Krishna does not lose control of himself.
但是我们有时候可能会想，我们有些时候是失去控制才变得愤怒。但 Krishna 他不是这样的。
Even though he shows these feelings, everything is based on love he has for his mother. It's to reciprocate to the mother, to create a very sweet pastime for the mother, to make the mother manifest more motherly feelings of protection, of trying to do the best as a mother does.
Yeah, 展示的所有这些情感都是为了增强母亲对她的爱，然后展示更多的对她的那种母爱，有更多的逍遥时光的善意。
So in this way increases the motherly feelings of Mother Yashoda.
所以他是为了去增强母亚瑟的妈妈对她的那种母爱的情感。
But when Krishna is angry, he is really angry.
当Krishna他生气的时候，他是真的生气的。And
when he experiences fear, he is really fearful.
当他感受了恐惧的时候，他是真的是充满了恐惧的。But
it's because of his loving relationship with Mother Yashoda that he experienced these feelings. He's out of love.
对，但是他是出于对母亲亚瑟的爱而展示出这些情感。
It's not selfish, it's based on his love for his devotee.
这个并不是一种自私的情感，而是基于对他奉献的爱而展示出来的情感。
Because by having all these feelings, Mother Yashoda's motherly affection increases.
因为通过这样的情感的展示，亚瑟的妈妈对他的爱就更增强了。
So yes, God is the source of all feelings. All the feelings are found in God. But in God, in Krishna, all these feelings are perfect.
所以他是神，他是你爱情的，你很你，还有完完满。
And this is what makes Krishna very attractive. These feelings, the exchange of feelings, and these extreme feelings that Krishna may manifest, like anger or fear, this is what makes Krishna more attractive. That's why Krishna is the most attractive person, and we love to hear these pastimes of Damodar, particularly because Krishna manifests these feelings, the feeling of hunger, being upset, being angry, being fearful, all these feelings. That's what makes this beautiful pastime so attractive, and it feels so attractive to Damodar. Why? Because of these feelings.
So
Most people would expect, first, they don't expect that God can become a child. Most people who believe in God, they don't think that God can become a child.
Yeah.
Now, God is the oldest, means he should be the oldest person. He has wrinkles in his face, white hair, is bent on his back, is very old, is the oldest person.
他们认为神是最古老的人，最老的人，所以他应该脸上有皱纹，应该驼着背等等，应该像这样一种形象。
Sometimes you see sometimes you see paintings of God looks like an old, very old man.
有时候一些画画作就画出来像把神画成非常老的老人。
So they cannot conceive that God can become a child.
他们是无法想象。就是神能成为一个孩子的样子。
But even if they would accept that God become a child, they would say, but God is not hungry, is not needed anything, is fully satisfied. How he needs to drink Mother Yashoda's breast milk? Is God? God is self-satisfied.
所以即便他们能够接受神可以变成孩子的样子，但他们就觉得神他是完全圆满自足的，他怎么可能会饿？他怎么可能想要去喝亚述的妈亚述的妈妈的乳汁呢？
And if Mother Yashoda stopped giving him breast milk, he puts him in the ground. He should be self-controlled. He should just stay on the floor. Don't do anything. Don't be upset. Be neutral.
如果亚述的妈妈就是把他放到地上，然后不给他奶喝了，他应该就完全自制，控制自己，不应该变得，他就应该只是站在地上，什么都不做，而不是应该生气的，不应该生气。
Yeah, you should not become angry. It's God. God is self-controlled.
所以他不应该生气，因为神，他是因为是神，神是不能生气的，神是完全自制的。
And how can God experience fear?
Yeah, 而且神怎么可能会感到恐惧呢？
It's not possible.
不可能的。
So these feelings sometimes when we hear about these feelings of the Lord, you may say, how is this possible that the Lord has this type of feelings?
所以当我们去看到神展示出这样的情感的时候，我们就会想着神他怎么可能会有这样的情感呢？
But yes, this is God. God is the source of all feelings. So all feelings are there in him.Perfectly and complete.
但是的确是的，神会算是神，神在神那里所有的情感都达到完美圆满的那种程度。
In the material world, we have a reflection of these feelings. That's why our feelings, our sentiments are not perfect. There are always some disturbances always there. It's not really perfect. It's based on selfishness and things like that.So it's or a lack of self-control, but not in Krishna. In Krishna, they are perfect and complete.
对，当然在我们物质世界，我们比如说体验那种情感，但是因为我们是受限制的，然后我们总是有一些自私的什么样的动机，所以有时候我们的情感的展示是不完整的、不完美的。但是在 Krishna 神那里。这种情感的展示是完美而圆满的。
So these feelings are very important. This is what makes the Supreme Lord more and more attractive. That's why we love so much this pastime of Damodara, because of these feelings that the Lord manifests.
所以这些情感的展示让神变得更具有吸引力。这就是为什么我们会这么喜欢读 Damodara 的这个逍遥时光，因为读。这里展示了这方面的情感。
And all the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan are like that. Haribo?
Hare Krishna.
All the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan, they are like that.
Yes. So,
That's why he's Krishna, the most attractive person, because he has everything that we know, and much more, and perfectly and complete.
Yes, so this is Krishna, 就是他最美丽的，这里都是完。
connection is going bad again. So after Lord Ramachandra crossed the ocean to Sri Lanka, and they have a big fight with the army of Ravana, and they kill everybody, and Ravana came up thinking that he was very powerful, that nobody could kill him, even the demigods were afraid of him. But Krishna killed him, and Lord Ramachandra killed him.
Yes, still broken.
So, if Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him.
所以如果神想杀某个人的话，是没有任何人能够保护得了他的。
And if Krishna wants to protect somebody, nobody can kill him.
如果Krishna想要保，能够杀他。
So Ravana thought he was protected by the blessings of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, that nobody could defeat him. But Lord Ramachandra defeated him because he didn't ask for a blessing to not be killed by human being, because he's a Rakshasa. He thought he was superior to a human being. So he didn't even ask boon against human beings. So the Lord appeared as a human being and killed him. Okay, we are going to stop here because the communication is becoming better, worse and worse. And let's try to deal with the questions now. Questions from last week.
The question is, it said that Rapsa is very powerful,
yeah.
Materially very powerful. Yeah.
Mm.
So, it's whether materially very powerful or not, not the standard to distinguish demons.
So, what is the question?
So is they are materially very powerful, but still they are demons. So, the question is that what's the standard to distinguish from demon and the demigods? It's not a material power, yeah, right?
Yes, not a material power. You may have material power, Krishna gives you material power because of your karma, but that material power, if you don't use in Krishna's service, it will destroy you.
The power will destroy you.
Whereas the demigods, you can see the demigods are very powerful, but they use in Krishna's service. Because power is coming from Krishna, it has to be used in Krishna's service, otherwise we'll turn against us.
Because power is coming from Krishna, it has to be used in Krishna's service.
Look at Ravana. Ravana was so powerful, even demigods were afraid of him. And he thought he could challenge the Supreme Lord. Then he was defeated.
Yeah. So, Ravana, he is so powerful, he can even defeat 半神人, but he is using his material strong power to challenge the Supreme Lord, but he is defeated by the Supreme Lord.
So, people who are powerful in the world, and they misuse their power for material purpose and, you know, for to create harm to others, they're going to be killed by the Lord, because in the form of time the Lord is killing everyone.
So, 就那些在物质上很强大的人，如果他们不用这个物质力来服务 Krishna， 而是给其他的生物、给其他人造成伤害的话，最终这个主是。
So you may say, well, but everybody, even the good people are also dying. No, but if you are a demon, if you misuse this power, you are killed, and the next life you are put in a lower species of life. So, to have power in the material world is a sign of good karma, but if you misuse it to defy Krishna, to create harm to others, that power will create your destruction. You go to the lower species.
So, this kind of material strength.它是由于好的业报而带来的结果，但如果误用了这种物质的力量呢，就物质强大的话，那给其他人造成伤害，然后去嘲笑至尊主的话，最终这个物质的这种强大会带来一个人。Next question.
Okay, one more question.
Yeah, last one. 请问阿叔。还是 Krishna 马太吉的问题，请问阿叔 ，Krishna 创造了无数的星球宇宙，在这些无数的星球里，有很多不同形象的生命体，或者不同形象的人类的样子。但为什么 Krishna 是以人类的形象的样子居住在他自己的星球里呢？Krishna created many planets and universe, so there are many kind of form of species of life.And also many kinds of human beings. But why Krishna reside in his own planet, in the form of a human being?
Oh, he creates so many. Yeah, Krishna takes any form he wants.
Yeah, Krishna, 那愿意的话，他可以接受很多的形体，任何的形体，他可以去。
His original form looks like a man, like a human being.
他的原本的形体是看起来像人类的形体。
But he is not a human being. The form of human being is taken from the original form of the Lord.
但是他不是那种人类，这他是其实是人类的形象是复制。从神的形象复制而来的。
So Lord can assume any form.
对，主他是可以就是展示任何的形体的，很多的形体。
But any form the Lord takes, that form is perfect, is complete, is spiritual, is not material.
但是无论主他展示为任何的形体，那个形体它都是完美的而完整的，它不是物质的。
But the human-like form is his original form.
但是主的他那种像人类那种形体是他原本的原初的那种形体的样子。
Okay, we stop here.
所以我们今天就到这里结束。
Thank you very much for your questions. Thank everybody for listening.
感谢大家的问题。也感谢大家的聆听。
We are very sorry the communications were not so clear today.
Yeah, 我们非常抱歉今天的这个 网络信号不是那么好。
We'll try to do better next time.
下次我们尽量做得更好一些的。
Yeah, a very special thank you to Sati and Saradiya Matajis because they allow us to be together for the, during this moment.
Yeah, 非常感谢这 Sati 和 Saradiya 因为他们我们能够一起来讲课。
And Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai go, Ramanande, Hari 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 go.
Hari Hari
Hari go.
Hare Krishna.